Oh, front teeth.
Okay, and you talk about one.
Two.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Are your gums.
And you said this is one.
Hand.
Two.
Hands.
And this part.
Palm.
And this is one.
Fist.
Two.
Fist.
And the place where the bones come together is called the...
Knuckles.
Or any place.
A joints or okay. Your joints or knuckles.
And on a man, this is his...
Chest.
And these are the...
Shoulders.
And this is one.
Oh, leg.
And one.
Foot.
Two.
2 feet.
And take to get down in this position, you say you...
Well, you're squatting.
Any other way of saying that?
Oh, I don't know. Squatting.
Do you ever hear a name for this back part of your thigh here?
No.
What about haunches or hunkers?
Yeah, now I've heard people say hunkering down for squatting, but I think around here everybody says squat.
What would you say if, say, a child wanting to hide from you? You say he went behind the couch and did what?
Hid behind the couch and...
What position would he get in?
Squatted down, leaned over, squatted down.
Did you ever say crouched? Or
no. No.
And this sensitive bone here is the...
Funny bone.
On your leg, you call it the funny bone?
No, shin bone on your leg.
Okay. Say someone had been sick for a while and you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
peaked.
And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
healthy, big and strong.
What if he's getting a little bit overweight? You say that he's...
fat.
Would you ever say stout?
Not very much. I would say fat.
How would you hear it?
If you said stout, it would necessarily mean fat. I mean, a person would be big, you know, chunky built, and have a big frame, and be real muscular, and that sort of thing, rather than, he might be just a little overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, that's what you, when you said stout, that's what you would mean.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you say he's...
That's a great personality. He's,
Of what kind of person?
I don't know, amiable?
Okay.
An amiable person?
What about good-natured?
Good-natured, yes.
Pleasant?
Good-natured and pleasant.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs.
He's gawky.
What if he's always stumbling and dropping things? He's
clumsy.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
lame-brained.
Would you ever call him a fool?
No.
How would you hear that word used?
Oh, I don't know. I got a spanking for calling my brother a fool one time. I've never called anybody a fool since.
Does it sound bad because of the Bible?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
What would you say about someone who had a lot of money but really hang on to his money?
Call him a miser.
Anything else you call him?
A miser, penny grubber, penny pincher.
Okay. When you say a person is common, what does that mean?
Common?
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of an unflattering thing to say about anybody. I would mean he's a little ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of backwoodsy, or he's kind of, I don't know. Yeah, he doesn't have much schooling, doesn't really care that he doesn't.
What if you say that a girl is very common? What would that mean?
Same thing.
It wouldn't have the difference.